Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight, and I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti once again, talking today with Steve Schwartz, who's here from the Interfaith Sustainable Food Collaborative, to tell us about their third annual conference coming up on Sunday. You've got a lot of people coming for this. What are they going to talk about?
Well, we're going to be talking about local food access. We're going to be talking about how congregations can advocate for sustainable food systems. We're going to be talking about community-supported agriculture.
The theme or the title is Congregations Cultivating Local Food Access. That covers a lot of ground.
It does. What we've been working, Bruce, for 2 years in Sonoma and Marin counties, and we've engaged over 100 congregations. People have come to our roundtable discussions, our workshops, our previous conferences, and we're seeing there's a real range of things happening. People are supporting community gardens, which then they harvest the crop and take it to their local food pantry. Others are doing community-supported agriculture relationships with local farms where boxes of vegetables are dropped off and then the congregants pick them up. And the relationship builds from there. Churches, synagogue members are learning more about local farming, sustainability, and growing what they're doing around the food system.
This is a nice synergy in both providing food for people who need it and at the same time support for the small farmers.
It definitely is. You know, when I started this work, I thought a lot of the folks that were working in faith groups around food were thinking about the environment and sustainability. And that's definitely a factor. But what we've seen is social justice, food justice is a driver for so many congregations. And there's over 100 in the area that have food pantries. Some of them are using a lot of fresh and local vegetables, but we're helping folks move that forward too.
Just in the past week, we've heard the Hunger Index, 35 million meals missed in Sonoma County in the past year. How do these efforts help chip away at that?
Well, we all know Sonoma County is known for its abundance, its awesome food, the great chefs, but there is a disparity in access. So part of what we're doing is looking for creative ways to help make sure low-income people get access to the same abundant food. A project that we've worked on and pioneered with a couple of congregations in Sonoma County is if they get a CSA box and they pay for half of the box with their CalFresh, formerly known as food stamps, the other half comes from a mini grant that we've been able to raise money for and support. So that's something, you know, I've been part of the organic and sustainable food movement for 20 years, and I'm proud of this movement. But the piece about access for low-income people is something that's been a little bit of a tough challenge, and we're really finding some creative ways to work on that because these congregations are motivated and they're being innovative.
So let's talk briefly about the conference itself, the Sunday afternoon. Who should come and what would they take away from it?
The target audience are lay leaders and clergy, people who are involved in a church or a synagogue or a mosque or a Buddhist temple, people that are thinking about getting a garden going or already running one, people that are interested in ways to help that food pantry feature more local and sustainable food, and people who want to do advocacy for local food systems.
So somebody hearing about this now wants to get involved, what should they do?
The easiest thing would be to go to our website, www.interfaithfood.org. So interfaithfood.org, and you can register. We'll take registrations up to the day of, but it's best if people sign up before.
And what's the takeaway?
You're going to be inspired. You're going to get resources that will help you do your projects locally, and you're going to learn a lot. We're going to have some young scholars representing Catholic, Muslim, and Jewish perspectives on sustainability, creation care, and how it relates to seasonality and food. We're going to hear from statewide advocates, including Michael Dimmick, who's president of Roots of Change, and Assemblyman Levine's going to be there talking about the importance of grassroots advocacy. And we'll learn lessons also from regional leaders, people from the East Bay and beyond.
Should be an interesting conference. It runs from 2 to 7 o'clock on, as I say, Sunday afternoon. It'll be at the Petaluma Women's Club. That's at 518 B Street in Petaluma. And to sign up, find out more information, head for the website, interfaithfood.org. Steve Schwartz, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you. And I'll add, scholarships are still available.
That'll do it for this edition of Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson. Have a great day.